is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Stack Wagon. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this Friday, let's not delay already. We already got tickets in hand. Let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, Lundy, in Major League Baseball, because I'm already 0-1. In the NFL, the undefeated streak of a season, all those hopes fell by the wayside by the hands of the New York Jets as they failed to get the cover and get the win last night against the Cleveland Browns. What else is new? So I'm killing it right now on the diamond. I'm riding the heater of a lifetime. Hopefully I'm going to stay hot, and hopefully you too are going to start a sizzling streak of your own. So with those butt cheeks planted on a seat on the plus bus at plus 100 odds or greater, what do you like in the MLB tonight?
Yeah, folks, if you're not paying attention to the spreadsheet with Brad, he's up 35 units this week, so you need to be writing everything that he says. I had a $2,500 parlay get hosed by Trey Turner on Wednesday night. Dude had, Brad, he had six plate appearances and went 0-for. All I needed was a hit. I didn't have total bases. I didn't have anything. All I needed was a hit to finish out this parlay, and the son of a bitch went 0-for. So as I said on X, we're not on speaking terms right now, me and Trey Turner, and you're going to have to respect my privacy. However, last night, despite the fact that that game was completely meaningless, I hit a plus 600 bet on the Hall of Fame game. So let's start off the football season. Let's see if I can continue what has not been that bad of a hot streak. Not quite on your level, but pretty solid this week. Total bases, Brad. You know I love me some total bases. Tristan Casas, plus 135 to go over the 1.5 total bases in the matchup that he's got against Toronto coming up later this season, or this evening, I should say. He has been mashing, and I mean mashing, right-handed pitchers, okay? He has been cruising. He's got a .348 batting average in the month of July, and then he's just continuing it on into August. So love Casas. Give me the over on the total bases, and love the fact that at DraftKings I can get that at plus 135. That number's down in the 120s if you're looking over at Caesars. So DK is giving you some good value on the Red Sox masher.
Yeah, it's an excellent call there, and I may be feverish because I am going to go with a Colorado Rocky, and it's Ryan McMahon, and I'm going to take the over 1.5 total bases in the loo against Adam Wainwright, who in his elderly age has become basically a batting practice pitcher. Those odds, plus 110 right now at BetMGM. Why am I on the lefty swinger? Well, he's 3-for-10 lifetime against Waino, and not only that, but you look at Wainwright, he's got an 899 OPS this season against the left-handers. Actually, it's far worse than that. It's 1,143. I was reading the wrong line, with a 390 batting average against. I was going to say McMahon has got an 899 OPS against RHPs, not LHPs. It doesn't matter what the factoids tell you. I just love Ryan McMahon to collect at least two total bases. He's done this in six of his last eight games, and at plus 110, yeah, work those shoulders, and I'll crack a can of Seduced by the Juice with those bets on the board. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco, mount up with Ryan Mountcastle, who's going to be the king of the castle, I believe, once again today in his matchup against the New York Metropolitans. Why? He's facing a left-handed pitcher, David Peterson. And much like Ryan McMahon has been against the opposition here of late, Ryan Mountcastle is throttling, destroying, DDTing pretty much everybody on the mound, and especially those that are throwing from the left-handed side. And he is indeed facing that hurler again in Peterson. If you look at the numbers, Mountcastle this season against Southpaws, .351 batting average with a 1,080 OPS. He's collected at least two total bases in five straight games. Luddy, he's batting .500 over the last 15 days. That's absurd. He's whizzing fire right now. I might want to seek some doctoral conversation and consultation if he's indeed doing that. But I believe Ryan Mountcastle is going to stay sizzling at the dish. Peterson, by the way, 8.41 road ERA this year. So put it all together. Ryan Mountcastle over. I know it's not plus odds on total bases where it usually is, but at minus 110, I'm still a buyer at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Oh, with the way he's swinging the bat right now, the pitches look like beach balls to him.
Yeah.
They're coming across the plate, and it is free and easy down the road I go, as Dierks Bentley would say. So, yeah, I love this one. The fact that he's hitting the way that he has over the last half month. Now, against Peterson, 0-for-3 lifetime with a K. Don't pay any attention to that. Pay any attention to that. Pay attention to what Mountcastle's doing recently against those guys on the bump. This is a great bet to start things off. Might even want to parlay the Ryans, Brad. Oh. Should we take Mr. McMahon and Mr. Mountcastle and put them together?
M&M? Yeah.
I think we take a little RM and RM. And frankly, I would two-leg those together, folks. I think those are both really solid bets to start off the day.
Oh, yeah. Let's get seduced by that juice. Regulators! Mount up.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Cuatro of the Fade 5 countdown today. Screw you. Hopefully he's not going to screw me. And that is you, Darvish, of the San Diego Padres. And I'm going to fade him and take the over on walks. That number standing at 1.5. A little high juice there, minus 155 available at DraftKings. So another little bet that you could parlay with one of your other favorite pieces, whether hit parlay. It could be another walks option that's out there. Somewhere in the marketplace, you got oodles of endless options available at all the various legal sports books here in the great US of A. But zeroing in specifically on the walks prop against LAD, the Dodgers have been incredibly patient here at the plate the last couple of weeks. The Dodgers had the second highest walk percentage at 11.8% in all of Major League Baseball during that stretch. Darvish has issued at least a pair of free passes in 7 of his last 8 starts, 3.19 walks per 9 overall, a little bit lower though at home at 2.98 in this game being played in San Diego. But if you look at the call plus swing strike percentage, right now on pace to be the lowest of his career since 2018. So pull it all together, and I think you hits the over on 1.5 walks against LAD, minus 155 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Love this. You're just riding. This heater has got you, like, you're focused right now.
I am. Laser.
You're Luke Skywalker going down the little tunnel or whatever the hell it was on the Death Star. You're aiming right for that little vent, and you're going to drop the bomb. Look, folks, I said it before. Right now, until Brad cools off, just keep rolling with him with the bets. This is a solid one, though, especially with what you just said about the Dodgers. They are kind of slowing things down, being very patient at the plate, and I think that's going to spell trouble for Darvish when they get to this game tonight in San Diego. So play the over on this one. And by the way, I'll sneak in for you in bonus time a little two-legger you can do with Darvish.
Ooh, nice little tease there. Don't do me dirty, Darvish!
Number 3.
All right, Numero Trace here on the Fade 5 podcast on this Freaky Friday. Let's stay out west and go with another pitcher. And I'm going to take the over this time on outs tied to Merrill Kelly. And that number sitting at just 16.5. And I'm scratching my head. This is kind of a puzzlingly low prop, in my opinion. Minus 125, so not a real heavy juice available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Honestly, I think this thing should be like at 17.5 and at like minus 180, minus 190. So extraordinary value, in my opinion, on this proposition. Why? You look at Kelly. He has hit the over on this in 6 of his last 8 games. He's taken on the Minnesota Twins in this matchup, and he's on the road. And on the road this season, he's got a 2.74 ERA. The K per 9 is a little bit lower there, but Minnesota is a free swinging club, so it could pile up the K's, pile up the outs. Unfortunately, it could be at the cost of piling up the pitches, but we don't even need him to get a full 6 innings. He can go 5 2/3 and we still cash a winning ticket. Minnesota has been performing better offensively, number 12 in total runs scored across the league over the last couple of weeks, but you simply cannot trust them. They have a lot of offensive and scoring outages. We've seen that front and center often this season. So Merrill Kelly, I believe, is going to be dealing, and he will deal enough to survive, I feel, at least six innings. We only need 17 outs to cash a winning ticket. So fade or follow on that over, Kelly, 16.5 outs, minus 125, available at DraftKings.
I'm actually surprised you didn't put this at number one, because I'm surprised it's at 16.5. This is one that I think the odds makers are giving us something. I know you got to pay a little bit of juice on the 125, but I love this, Brad. You're going to surprise me. I don't know what's coming at number two or at number one. I don't know yet, but really, really like this prop. It was one that I circled when I was prepping for the pod this morning. Good call.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a 50% bonus option if you opt in at DraftKings, and you can use it on single wagers. All I'm saying, take the over on Merrill Kelly outs.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade of Five podcast. Let's go with another starting pitcher who was dealt at the trade deadline, making his debut for his new franchise. Max Scherzer did it yesterday, hit the over, if you watch live and online, on strikeouts for him. And I think his teammate Jordan Montgomery is going to do a very similar work as Merrill Kelly and hit the over on 17.5 outs against the Miami Marlins, a familiar foe, minus 140 there at BetMGM. You look at Miami, they have taken a step back offensively, just number 27. That is it. In total runs scored over the last couple of weeks, they played to just 41 dudes in 11 games. Now, they have raked against left-handed pitching, to be fair, the entire season. So that's the counter argument to anything Montgomery related. But here's why I'm in support of him hitting this over. He has done this in 8 of his last 9 games. He already faced Miami back on July 18th. And guess what? He went 6 innings. Replicate that, and that's a winning ticket. And on top of that, 3.34 ERA on the road. Did it previously with the St. Louis Cardinals. I think he's going to pick up that trend with his new franchise and the Texas Rangers. So, fade or follow Jordan Montgomery over 17.5 outs. Will it complete 6 innings against Miami, minus 140 at BetMGM?
I think that he will. And by the way, if you want to correlate, throw another bet in there, it's the juice is even worse. It's at a minus 150. I like him to go over the 5.5 hits allowed, by the way. And some of that is just the correlation of if you believe he's going to go 6 innings. I mean, look, folks, Luis Arraez is going to get at least one against him, right? I mean, with the way that he played. Come on, it's going to happen. You're going to get at least one out of Arraez. So I also like him on the hits allowed, and part of that is because I do think he's going to go quite a ways in this game. Anytime I start getting up to the six-inning mark, you make me nervous, Brad. You make me nervous. There's a lot of things about you that make me nervous. Really, riding in a car with you, that makes me nervous. You know, anytime we go out for drinks, because it's possible that we're going to black out and wake up in the middle of a cornfield somewhere. I don't really know. So you make me nervous when you start getting up into these six-inning outs bets. But I'll roll with you with this one because I think he's going to perform well for his new squad.
Oh, Lundy, just accept my hand on your thigh. Take the over on Montgomery outs.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Feed at Five podcast today. Let's go back to total bases markets where we started on Ryan Mountcastle. I'm going to apply it to Matt McClain, the guy who's been a hot swinger, especially against left-handed pitchers, and he's facing exactly that in Patrick Corbin of the Washington Nationals tonight. So on that total bases prop, it's even money, plus 100 there. At BetMGM, they have the best odds, bar none in the business. Everywhere else, this is available at minus odds. So take advantage there at MGM. But why do I like Matt McClain? Well, he's a high contact guy, and he has hit the over on 1.5 total bags in 7 of his last 13 games. Now, he's got a small sample size against Patrick Corbin, 1-for-3 lifetime versus him, but that hit went for a double. So that is noteworthy. And against LHP's season, batting a ridiculous 353 with a 1,056 OPS. And Corbin has sucked, a 5.83 ERA in his last 5 turns in the rotation. So again, put it all together. This is why I'm so high on this. Why it is numero uno on today's Fade 5. And as the over on Matt McClain total bases against the Nats, plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Follow. This is easy, folks. Pick on Patrick Corbin. That's all it is, right? I mean, we went through a stretch there at the beginning of the season where all you did was anything you could do against the Oakland A's, right? Because they were the Oakland F's. So you went against them with everything you possibly could. The same thing I think applies right now with Patrick Corbin. Cincinnati's got the guys that can cause those kinds of issues. And in fact, I'm going to pick on that game a lot in bonus time.
Oh, I like it, which means it's bonus time. Keep picking on that game and pick on the rest of the slate tonight, or maybe even this afternoon. There is a matinee game, which I will have a selection on here momentarily, and Bravos and Cubs. So, Lundy, what else is on your card?
Let me throw this out there as long as you're talking about that early game really quick, just in case you are listening to us early enough to take some action for the 2:20 first pitch between the Braves and the Cubs. I am all about the total bases for Marcell Ozuna, which sits at plus 120 right now at DraftKings. I know the wind's going to be blowing. The over-under, I think, is at 8.5.
It's blowing in from right field. That's the forecast.
Yeah, that's the forecast right now. So I think the total is going to stay down, but I think Ozuna is still going to get to that total base number at the plus 120 for him. He's got a strong history. I think Ozuna is going to line things up and is going to look pretty good. Going up against Kyle Hendricks lifetime, he's got a .378 batting average with a double and three round trippers. So I'm not willing to go down the home run route because of the forecast, but I do think that he can get to the total bases, especially given his history against Hendricks. So there's a quick afternoon one for you. Back to Cincinnati and Washington. A couple of picks for you here. Minus 135 on the odds with this one, but take Elly De La Cruz to score a run. That's all you need. He's done it in 9 of his last 12 games. He's 3-for-3 here in his obviously very young career, but he's batting 1,000 against Corbin, okay? And in that first contest that he had against the Nats, he did, in fact, score a run. And if you include Washington's bullpen, he actually went 4-for-4 in that game. So give me Elly De La Cruz to cross the plate. It's minus 135. So either pay the juice or pair it up with something else that you want. You brought up Matt McClain. How about a nice, simple SGP in the Cincinnati contest? This is all Reds. Give me Matt McClain for a hit. Give me Spencer Steer for a hit, and give me Cincinnati on the money line. Put those three together, plus 155 at DraftKings. And by the way, that's without the boost. I did not apply the boost to that. If you apply the boost to it, you get that SGP boost. You actually get it up to a plus 186. I do want to keep picking on Cincinnati real quick. Three leg, all money line. All I need is these teams to win. Give me Cincinnati over Washington. Give me Milwaukee to beat Pittsburgh. And give me Baltimore to beat the Mets. Take the O's, the Brewers, the Reds, all of them on the money line, plus 303 as I sit here in the 303 in Denver. Kind of a crazy SGP, Brad. Try to follow me with this one, folks. Get your pens and pencils ready because this one's a little odd. But let's go to Seattle and the Angels, okay? You were talking about this one earlier. Give me Reed Detmers and Luis Castillo each to have 6 or more Ks and 1 walk. If each of them gets 6 Ks and allows 1 walk at DraftKings, that is a plus 135 for that four-legger that is all about the starting pitchers. Reed Detmers had 7 Ks against Seattle the only time he faced him, which was all the way back in April. It was the beginning of the season, but he's done it in 7 of his last 9 games. Castillo has faced the Angels twice this season, 6 Ks in one game, 10 Ks in the other, and he's been over in 5 out of his last 7. So again, 6 Ks and 1 walk for each of the starters in the Mariners-Angels game, plus 135 at DraftKings. And then I decided to get a little goofy with Jordan Montgomery. All right. This is all Jordan Montgomery all the time. And it ties into some of the stuff you were already talking to. So I think it's hilarious that we wound up aligning this on the Fade 5. This is all Jordan Montgomery. I need 4 or more strikeouts, 5 or more hits allowed, and 1 walk. You with me on all those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Four or more Ks, 5 or more hits allowed, 1 walk, even money, plus 100. for those really, really low-hanging fruit opportunities. So that's what I got for you in bonus time. As always, yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Hey, I love that wager on Jordan Montgomery. I might tell you on that. Will you tell me on the Team Huevos Parlay play of the day? Lundy's already got some Red Sox action, so let's take it a step further in this Jays and Sox matchup. And on this three-legger, if you like it, come with me on it. Give me the Bo Sox to score at least three runs. Yeah, they're middle of the pack. A total run scored number 18 over the last couple of games, or a couple of weeks, actually. But they've hit the over on this in 10 of their last 12 contest. Give me Alek Manoah, who was on the bump for at least two walks. He's gone 3, 4, and 5 free passes in his last three starts. So the control issues have reared their ugly head from earlier this season and are plaguing him yet again. Boston just number 25 in walks percentage the last couple of weeks, but they will get a couple of freebies there. And then give me Alex Verdugo to get a hit. He has got a great history against Manoah. Faced him 19 times and has recorded 8 hits with a 1,134 OPS. And two, he's riding a 6-game hit streak. So again, Boston 3 or more runs, Manoah 2 or more walks, Verdugo a hit, plus 155 at bet. MGM. Quite tasty on that one. Elsewhere in bonus time, I'll work in some matinee action on the Cubs game. The Cubs are just white hot right now, really barreling toward maybe taking the NL Central at some point, which you can bet on at plus 240, by the way. And I think it's worth a wager. Those odds seem to be tumbling here last week or so. But I like an Atlanta Brave in this game against Kyle Hendricks, and that's Matt Olson. I'm going to take the over on total bases at plus 100. It's either him or Austin Riley. It's going to go ham in this game. It's how it inevitably is, as Lenny and I have stated repeatedly here on this podcast. But Olson's been over this in 4 of his last 5. He's 277 with a 1,049 OPS against right-handers. That's who Kyle Hendricks is. And 2 for 5 with a pair of homers against Hendricks in his career. And Hendricks' season kind of been touch and go at times. 4.22 ERA at home. So we'll see if the professor is painting the corners. But Matt Olson with that high exit velo, he's, I think, at the top in Major League Baseball in that category. He could cut through the wind blowing in easily at Wrigley and take one over the fence. All I need is the over on 1.5 total bags at even money there at BetMGM and DraftKings. Both have that. Elsewhere, you were talking about the Reds, right? We were talking about Matt McClain, how much you love me. You talked about Ellie De La Cruz.
Who's going to get an RBI? They're all hot right now.
And who's going to get the RBI? You mentioned him. It's Spencer Steer. Spencer Steer is going to knock in likely Ellie De La Cruz, who may slap a single. I mean, that's all he does against Patrick Corbin. That 3 for 3, as you mentioned, we're all one baggers. He gets on base. He sets a table and Steer knocks him in. It's plus 105 for him on an RBI at DraftKings. Steer has hit somebody in 6 of his last 7 games. He's 2 for 2 lifetime with an RBI against Patrick Corbin. And by the way, he's batting 324 with a 1,008 OPS against left-handed pitchers. So much like Matt McClain, a guy that is crushing southpaws, I just seen him knocking a run, and we win at plus 105. And then finally, I'm going to get one more Mel Kelly wager in, and that's the over on strikeouts. Because I saw the juice, and yeah, I worked the shoulders. It got seduced by that juice at plus 115. All the Twinkies do is swing and miss. They're number 1 on the season in strikeout percentage, zeroing in over the last couple of weeks. Still number 1 in that category, punching out 28.6% of the time. The prop is 6.5 Ks on that over, plus 115 at DraftKings, and I'm getting lured in. Yeah, Kelly has got a much lower K per 9 when he is on the road, and this game is being played in Minnesota, with a 7.63 K per 9 in those road matchups compared to the overall at 9.25. But he's been very good on the road. As I mentioned, 2.74 ERA on the season, and he's recorded at least 7 punch outs in 4 of his last 8 starts. So not unfathomable for him to get to the lucky number yet again, especially against the woeful twins. All right, we're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Hit us up. All of our free spreadsheet picks, always free, always transparent. Check out Nate Lundy's at Nate Lundy's. And I will post mine as well. And I have been posting them there at Noisy Huevo. So we are out of time for the wonderful and attractive and ultra sexy Nathaniel Lundy. Yes, my hand is firmly pressed against his thigh, one that you cannot see on the screen. This one's free. The other one, that's right, Lundy. Feel that squeeze. Enjoy your weekends. I got a fancy draft tomorrow. It's going to be in Drunken Massacre, Casa de Evans. Lots of tequila. I'm going to be in bad shape, probably still on Tuesday. That's when you'll see us next time. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.